Boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one, talking mostly about Washington, D.C., the House of Representatives. The U.S. Congressman sent home on Tuesday last week. Well, they're flying back to Washington, D.C. today. Lots of things on their agenda. Well, one of the things that is very interesting is now that the Senate spent an all-nighter on Friday night into Saturday morning, the House, has to take up this package of resolutions coming from the Senate. The budget blueprint that was unveiled by the Senate Budget Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, on April 2nd, gave the U.S. senators 2 days to look it over. Per their rules, he unveiled it on Wednesday, making it actionable on Friday. They took it up. But the provision under the rules that they took it up under allowed Democrats to submit amendments, which basically forced it into what they call a votorama. All of the Democrats' amendments failed. They don't have the votes. And using this particular procedural tactic did not require a 60-vote closure. Again, the exact same procedure that the Democrats used to pass Obamacare back in the day. Well, most of the provisions contained in the Budget Committee's resolution aligned with tax policy that Donald Trump wanted, federal funding for the Energy Department, Defense Department, starting back up construction of the border wall, and spending cuts. Well, in the centerpiece of it all was making permanent the income tax cuts that Donald Trump and Congress passed back in 2017, known as the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Why did they have to make them permanent? Because they're currently set to expire later this year. Now, very simply, historically, calling it the Byrd rule, nothing in a reconciliation bill can be made permanent if it would not save money for the government. It has to save money. If it costs the government any money to do it, it drops, it dies, it goes away. Well, to align with this rule, Senator Graham declared his authority to use current policy as the baseline to calculate the bill's long-term effects. This standard has been questioned and challenged by some as being unrealistic, and that the use of the current policy could still face a challenge by the Senate parliamentarian. However, by using the procedural rule that the Democrats used to pass Obamacare, that basically neuters the Senate parliamentarian from challenging it. In addition, the package includes instructions for how much funding each chamber would provide for various purposes. At this stage in the process, those numbers are still allowed to differ in order to provide each chamber flexibility in drafting the final legislation. This is a very interesting tactic. Well, breakdown of the bill orders the Senate to put $150 billion into the defense budget when the House order only provided $100 billion. It also calls on the House and the Senate to allocate $90 billion for Homeland Security. Speaking in support of the bill on the floor, Graham said this funding would be used to reduce the influx of fentanyl, finish the border wall, and provide more detention beds for deportees. The Senate is ordered to find $4 trillion in spending cuts, while the House figure is $1.5 trillion. However, it's likely that the House version will ultimately include steeper cuts to reach $2 trillion, basically half of what the Senate version's resolution calls for. Interesting sausage making going on here, folks. Very interesting how they're negotiating this back and forth. Well, first of all, Medicaid. Medicaid is what Washington reimburses the states for providing health care and other services for lower income individuals. At the start of the reconciliation process, Republicans found themselves divided over the inclusion of a provision ordering the House Committee on Energy and Commerce to find $880 billion in cuts in Medicaid. This amount would necessitate cuts to the Medicaid program for every state. That issue is already being a rallying point of Democrats' opposition to the package. In a floor speech against the resolution, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said this would eviscerate Medicaid. Concerns about the budget effect on Medicaid has also circulated among certain moderate Republicans. For some purple district Republicans, particularly in states such as New York and California, any cuts to the entitlement known as Medicaid could be political suicide. Ultimately, these critics consented to the passage of an earlier draft, but they included a clause, but have indicated that they may not support the steep cuts when the final product comes for a vote. Debt ceiling, something that has been a headache in Washington for decades. Well, the debt ceiling ends up causing major headaches in the passage through the House as anticipated, but passed in the Senate. The debt ceiling describes the top amount of debt the federal government can take on. For many Republicans, with a focus on the national debt, measures that raise the limit are very unpopular. The Senate resolution instructs the House to raise the amount by $4 trillion and permits a rise up to $5 trillion in the Senate version. The House is $4 trillion, the Senate is $5 trillion. In the Senate, this was less of an issue, being a deal breaker only for one Republican, Senator Rand Paul. Now, on the House side, Ralph Norman, congressman from South Carolina, said this makes the legislation basically dead on arrival in the House, saying that members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus would not accept a $5 trillion increase. So basically, what's next? The passage of the resolution marks another step in the lengthy reconciliation process. To unlock the process, both chambers of Congress must pass an identical blueprint. The Senate resolution, which now goes to the House for consideration, resulted from weeks of negotiations between the two chambers. Well, now the Republicans have 220 seats to the Democrats' 213. House Republicans can spare just three defections and still pass it with the required 217 number. This is a tall order for a package that could alienate both moderate Republicans and conservatives for different reasons. Such a blueprint passing the House has to work its way through committees to draft final legislation. When they are able to have agreement by both chambers, they must be identical wording in order to be sent to President Trump's desk for signature. Of course, this is what Donald Trump has referred to as one big, beautiful bill. And again, Republicans doing it by a procedural vote process that Democrats set precedent on back in the day when they passed Obamacare. It's been used by the Democrats. Now it appears the Republicans are going to use it too. Well, one thing that you need to remember, elections are coming up just next year. And that's what they're worried about. If they don't support Trump's agenda, they're worried they may have a primary challenger next year's primary election in 2026. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV over in Gaylord. Tony and the team will meet or beat any show deal you find out there. A lot of these expos, these RV shows are all over the place. Well, find a trailer, an RV, a fifth wheel, whatever you find. Get the model number and the number, and then go see Tony and his team over there at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Also, they don't charge any of the fake fees that many of the RV dealers are now charging. For example, no prep fee, no destination fee, and no document fees. Zero fake fees, best financing. Match or beat any deal you find out there. Why is this important? Fuel prices are coming down. Traverse City Costco on Saturday when we were there, we filled up the tank, $2.69 a gallon at the Costco in Traverse City. Using the Costco Visa card, got 5% off of that. 13 cents a gallon discount. We got it for $2.56. Why is this happening? The price of oil is dropping. Since Donald Trump announced the tariffs, the price of a barrel of oil has dropped $15. Coming down to the $50-$60 a barrel range. Gas prices are expected to hit between $2.50 and $2.25 by summer. Well, I say let's go see Michigan this summer. Get a travel trailer, head up into the UP, go to Picture Rocks, to Quamanon Falls. Go see Northern Michigan. You will love it. Drummond Island. Go see our friends over there at Walwyn Resort. Absolutely a perfect time to get a great deal on these trailers. So go check out their website, northernmichiganrv.com. Better yet, go in person and see their inventory. When you go there, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Great team. They'll take good care of you, get you a great deal, get you finance, get you ready to go for summer. And with gas prices coming down this low, you can very easily afford a beautiful trip, make some memories this summer. So definitely check out their inventory. Again, northernmichiganrv.com. Or if you want, give them a call, 989-448-8700. Again, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Greatly appreciate that. Go get yourself a great deal. One other thing I want to say about this activity in Washington, D.C. We're getting back two Republican seats in Florida, now having a little larger margin to deal with. I think it's time the Republicans stand behind the president and get these bills passed. Make the tax cuts permanent. There is also rumors that they're going to be taking up bills that will eliminate taxes on Social Security income, along with overtime, along with tipped wages. All of those will be tax-free. You want to work overtime? No problem. No federal taxes. Now, this is critically important, because if they pass this and it takes immediate effect for this calendar year, guess what? Any price increases as a result of these tariffs are going to be offset by federal taxes going down. Point number one. Point number two, they're talking about lowering the corporate income tax. We've been talking about this for a long time. Well, guess what? They do that along with Donald Trump's tariffs on these foreign corporations. They're coming to America, folks. They're going to start building plants here, reopening plants right now. It's going to happen. Ford Motor Company, by the way, you've been thinking about a new vehicle? Now's the time to go see a Ford dealer. They're giving their employee pricing discounts to the general public. You can go to a Ford dealership right now, walk in there, and you'll get the same discount that a Ford Motor Company employee gets. Employee pricing? Time for you to go buy a new Ford. Go lease one. Inventories are high. Employee pricing available? Are you kidding me? I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars in a lower price. Last week, the 10-year Treasury bill dropped. Their yield, interest rates are coming down. Mortgages, car loans, and interest on credit cards. It's all coming, folks. Hour number two, we're going to take questions from you for Missy, My Peer Health Solutions. Text me any questions you have. We'll get them to Missy here in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures